This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Members of former U.S. President Donald Trump's staff, his 2020 presidential campaign, and officials from his Justice Department have all been charged in the U.S. state of Georgia, while Trump himself has been charged with 13 new felony counts. More details from VOA Steve Herman.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump, already facing federal criminal charges for acts allegedly committed before, during, and after his presidency, has now been indicted on state-level election interference charges. A grand jury in Fulton County, Georgia, on Monday evening returned a 41-count indictment alleging Donald Trump and 18 others conspired to try to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election. Trump is charged with 13 felony counts, including violations of Georgia's Racketeering Act and conspiracy to commit forgery. The indictment also references 30 unindicted co-conspirators who are not named. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Hawaii's Governor Josh Green is warning that scores more people could be found dead following the wildfires on Maui. Statement comes as search crews go street and street through neighborhoods where the flames galloped as fast as a mile a minute across the island. The death toll is at least 96. He says a new location for those that have been displaced to stay will be long term.
We already anticipate at least 36 weeks of direct housing for individuals. It will probably go on much longer than that, just so people know. But we don't want people to think that they're going to get housed and suddenly be asked to leave.
There have been hundreds of dogs, cats, and other pets injured, missing, or dead.
According to the Maui Humane Society, an estimated 3,000 animals from Lahaina are lost or missing. Katie Shannon with the Maui Humane Society.
We have seen animals come through our shelter that have severe burns.
That is AP's Lisa Dwyer. This is VOA News. Ukraine on Monday condemned what it called provocative Russian actions a day after Moscow said one of its warships fired warning shots at a cargo vessel in the Black Sea. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony.
Russia said one of its patrol ships fired warning shots at the Shukru Okan cargo vessel after the ship's captain failed to respond to a request to halt for an inspection. Moscow has said it would treat any ships approaching Ukrainian ports as potential military vessels. The incident marks the first time that Russia has fired on merchant shipping beyond Ukraine since it left a UN-brokered deal last month that allowed the safe passage of Ukrainian grain through the Black Sea. Kyiv has called for decisive countermeasures by the international community and branded the incident a gross violation of international law.
UN experts say the Islamic State group has not gone away. AP correspondent Ben Thomas tells us more.
In a report to the UN Security Council, experts monitoring sanctions against the militant group say it still commands between 5 and 7,000 members across its former stronghold in Syria and Iraq. They say the Islamic State group has adapted its strategy, embedding itself with local populations, and has exercised caution to limit battlefield losses while rebuilding and recruiting from vulnerable populations. The report says the threat posed by Islamic State group fighters remains mostly high in conflict zones, and they are the most serious current terrorist threat in Afghanistan. I'm Ben Thomas.
After 2 years in power, the Taliban are entrenched as rulers of Afghanistan, facing no significant opposition that could topple them. They have avoided an internal split by falling in line behind their ideologically unbending leader and have kept a struggling economy afloat, even as the international community refused to recognize them as a legitimate government of Afghanistan. Girls and women pay the price, with the Taliban barring them from jobs, education, and virtually every aspect of public life. Prospects for a change toward moderation are slim, as the Taliban marked the second anniversary of its takeover of Afghanistan this week. Japan's economic growth jumped at an annual pace of 6% in April-June, marking the third straight quarter of growth as exports and inbound tourism recovered. The gross domestic product, which measures the sum value of a nation's products and services, grew 1.5% in the fiscal quarter for the world's third largest economy, according to the Cabinet Office. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.